Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Slacker and Steve.
We want you. We're going to give you the radio station. This is going to be a win-win. We want you to use the radio station to convince us something is cool. There but you is. Can't call us and say, like, I'm trying to think of something that's like something that's actually cool. We don't care. You got to, like, you. There's something you like that most people don't like. And
yes.
It's like, y'all are getting it wrong.
Right.
Like, this is actually cool.
And convince us it is.
Because, like, this is something that I had to be convinced. And then once I've actually tried it, it's a staple in my life. Pineapple on pizza.
No,
you're just saying no, but you've never put it in your head.
I've had it once. Long time ago.
You try new foods. Mm-hmm. You did not fully. I'm telling you right now, if you put the saltiness, have you ever been to like a luau or a barbecue where somebody takes a ham steak, even Rodizio, like Brazilian steakhouses,
okay.
They take ham or some kind of pork and pineapple and they're both cooked, so they both have the flame on it, so the pineapple gets soft, and there's the saltiness from the ham, and the sweetness from that pineapple, and
bad.
It kicks a cheetah's butt.
Yeah.
That's the pizza, man!
Not the tomato sauce.
Oh my god, yes!
No,
the whole
pineapple
thing!
And tomatoes.
Do you like ham on pizza? Do you ever eat Canadian bacon on pizza?
I can tolerate that one.
Then you're right there,
so
man.
Close,
you're standing
the
right there! Come through the door, dude.
But they're usually big at.
No,
big
they're
chunk.
Not.
Yeah.
They're not that big. They're the little. You know what they are? They're the slivers that you eat in the cup in that one little.
You're right.
They're
fruit
the
cup?
Little. Yes.
I can handle that.
I know. Please.
Like
Domino's makes one with like pineapple,
bacon,
regular bacon, and Canadian bacon, and then they drizzle hot sauce on it. We could take that off.
Okay, that is
that's as good.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm trying to convince people.
that's
even
cool.
Though that's now, now I'm just trying to convince you.
You're right, everyone loves that, I guess.
There's a story out that celebrities are apparently trying to convince us to smoke toad venom.
What the hell is this?
It's Tyson, though, and I think you were saying Tyson's got some stuff going on in his life that's good.
He does. He's got some businesses. He's doing a lot of this health kick. He has a new way to lose weight and stuff. He's also invested in marijuana places.
Well, now, so for years, people have been licking poisonous toads, but now they're like,
why? What does this do for us?
Now they're smoking it. I don't know. He's saying it's got therapeutic potential for depression or anxiety.
So we're smoking venom from a
toad venom, yeah.
You sound like you're on board with
I'm a little bit on board.
Okay.
I'm going to open my mind. Here's what I'm going to say. I'm going to say, not to that.
Okay.
One of the people who calls today.
You're going to try?
I'm going to try whatever they say.
Look at you. Then we get to pick which one? Or they?
I think I get to pick which one.
No, I think we should.
Who's
able,
we?
Well, everybody.
Is there a collective?
Yes.
We let people text in? Like, this is the one Slacker. Someone's going to go like.
We want to see a TikTok video of Slacker doing
trying
this,
whatever.
Yes.
All right, so. You call right now, convince us something is cool, 303-222-5423, or you can text in at 51059. There's another one where people are trying to say getting pierced.
In certain places is like the bomb.
So there's a story out about it, and half of the things about it are bad, because they're saying, like, if you get pierced in a weird place, you don't realize how much, like, the barbell conducts either the hot or the cold.
That's
so
true.
If it's cold outside, where you're pierced is very, very cold.
It gets caught on a lot of things.
But here's one thing that somebody said, and this is almost going to convince me. By the way, this is not on the table for one of the things Slacker's going to do.
Oh, come on.
They said if you pierce your privates, riding a bike becomes very exciting.
I never thought of that. And you ride a bike a lot.
I ride the Peloton all the time.
So are you going to get a pierce?
I don't know. Because there's this one woman that I follow a lot when she's riding, and she'll every once in a while get up, they call it out of the saddle, and ride standing up. And she will literally say, sorry, guys, sometimes I have to get up if I'm feeling emotional.
What?
And I'm wondering if she means...
Oh, she's like having orbit,
yeah,
big O's.
Yeah.
Emotional.
She's like, you get it, guys, right? She's British. She's Hannah Franks. And she's like, okay, you got to stand out of the saddle when you start to get emotional. And I'm like, she's getting emotional.
And she's got an accent.
Oh, God, it's so good.
Right?
Can I convince you that now? I think you're on board.
Which one?
That Star Wars is cool. And, you know, that's a stupid one. We wouldn't allow anybody else to call what Star Wars is cool, because Star Wars is cool.
It's really not.
It's like a kajillion-dollar industry, so it is cool. It's like, obviously, most people on the planet think it's cool.
It's Muppets in a desert or Muppets in space. Yawn.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm. But okay, everybody wants to see it. Right. Muppets with laser swords.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know.
They're not all Muppets. There's only a couple Muppets.
There's all Muppets.
And I've done this one already, but I'm just going to do it real quick.
Okay.
I want to convince everybody to read the book Green Lights, but more specifically, listen to it.
Okay.
Matthew McConaughey will change your life. I swear I'm not joining a cult, but that dude, just when he talks and he's telling you the stories from his childhood.
I'm reading it now, and I like the way he writes.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
But you told me after I'm done reading it, I have to go back and listen.
I still think you're getting enough of it because you're a voracious reader.
Right.
And you know what he sounds like.
Yeah.
So in your brain, you're probably getting about 60%.
But you said I got to get that.
When you hear it, it is a little different, but you should definitely digest it in the written form first.
Nice.
And then jump. Oh, God. It's so good. All right. So this is where you convince us something is cool. Tommy?
Yeah.
Yay. Convince us it's cool. What's cool?
You got to use horseradish on waffles with the maple syrup.
You're an idiot.
With maple syrup, too.
Waffles or pancakes. The ground horseradish, not the creamy mayo stuff. Put that on the waffle. Maple syrup over it. It's awesome.
Wow.
I'm going to say this. Steve, this is the weirdest thing about Steve. You would think a person who eats potted meat has like a ton of dietary restrictions when it comes to seafood. This guy will suck down oysters like it's his job.
I will.
But I don't see you putting the horseradish on it.
I don't. It takes away the taste of everything.
Right.
All you can do is take. That's why.
Yes.
No,
you're putting the vinaigrette on them and the oysters and then the sauce and everything
because
else.
Because you can't stand the thing.
Because you just want to accent, you want to highlight, you want to step up the. But on a waffle, brah?
Yeah. That's good. Got to try it.
Do you like chicken and waffles?
Yeah.
Okay, see, I don't. I love fried chicken.
I don't understand. Yeah, me
too. I love waffles.
Just not to get.
It's kind of like the savory sweet thing. But
yeah,
just
I don't do that.
Of the horseradish.
One of the worst days of my life, somebody offered me popcorn. I put it in my mouth, and it was kettle corn. I'm like, don't you ever do that to me again.
Oh, kettle corn.
Because it's got just enough sweet to it. No.
Yeah.
No.
Yep.
I want yours to not be the one that I have to try. Let's keep going here. Katie?
Yay.
Convince us it's cool. What is it?
So it's kind of the same lines as pineapple and pizza, but it's quesadillas dipped in applesauce, specifically mozzarella cheese quesadillas. It's the sweet, the salty.
So you don't even do it with the right cheese. You're not even doing it with cheddar.
No, it has to be mozzarella.
Applesauce is good.
Oh,
cinnamon applesauce is better.
You dip it in cold applesauce. I swear it's life-changing.
So straight up, okay, tell me about your quesadilla. Are you doing it in the microwave or are you doing it on a skillet?
Please don't make quesadillas in the microwave.
Thank you. I just want to make sure. If you're making them for your kids, you can do it with American cheese and in the microwave. But if it's a grown-up eating it, it has to be, skilleted. No.
Skillet, a little bit of salt.
And it's dipped in applesauce?
Nice, crispy, cold applesauce. It's the sweet and salty.
What's with you people wanting to combine those two things?
Yeah, that's a different.
I keep them separate.
Cheese and apples. Like, everybody loves cheese and apples.
It's cheese and apples, flavor. If it's fondue, then yes.
Oh, okay.
But I wouldn't just put cheese on an apple.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd want to.
Slacker's going to.
I'm going to try one of these, and I don't know. To even buy applesauce is going to make me feel like I'm.
Oh,
my
I'll be
children
seen
don't eat it.
I'll be seen in public with applesauce.
Okay. Thank you for the call, Katie. Is there a brand? I'm guessing there's a brand.
When I do cinnamon, it's got to be Musselman's.
Isn't good?
Mott's is okay, but when it's cinnamon, they don't put enough cinnamon in theirs.
You are five. Alex, convince us it's cool.
Uh-huh.
What is it?
My message is cool?
Yes, you're here.
Yes, right. Okay, my message, I love to eat cannabis like cereal.
Wait, eating cannabis?
So you're not talking about edibles. You're talking about actually just eating the actual
flower,
plant.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually flower, just in a big old bowl with a big spoon and just eating it. You get lots of great tastes.
Get out.
But don't you get high?
Is it gritty?
Oh, yeah, you get high a lot.
I mean, that
but then you're eating a lot of it. You're eating what? Like, normally you would only smoke a tiny little bit, and you're eating whole flowers?
Yes.
Dang, Alex.
Do you have a
my
video of you?
At me. Well, my husband grow it, and he looks at me, and he says I shouldn't be eating it. But I'm like, why? Like, it tastes great.
Yeah, if you have a we need to.
I want to see video of you chowing
it's
through.
Right.
Some with milk on it? Do you put milk on it?
No milk, just dry butter.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, no, that's disgusting. That's okay. Thank you. That's
you're
definitely not,
doing
not
that.
The
I'm
one.
I'm not letting you do that.
Thank you. I didn't know if you were going to stand up for me, Ellen.
Yeah.
Oh God. Convince it's as cool. Please. What?
I want you to stop being a cat hater.
Oh God.
Here we go.
You want me to one, snuggle with it? Let it give you a good massage.
Okay, we can shoot a video with Slacker.
Of me loving a cat? You want me to pet a kitty?
Yeah.
But not metaphorically. You want me to... Okay. Can I tell you a secret, Ellen?
I
dated a woman for a long time that had a cat, and I loved that cat.
That's true. No, you clipped its whiskers.
I did clip its whiskers because I thought that's what you did.
No.
They were out of control. I didn't know. I gave it a bath, which it hated.
Everything you're doing
wrong. I didn't
wrong.
Know! Nobody tells you
you're
cats eat water!
You're not allowed to be around a cat ever.
I would, but for you, Ellen, I think I might pet a cat.
Okay.
Thank you for the call. These are not enough choices, so here's what we're going to do. Because
okay.
It's horseradish or applesauce. I might do one of those. I would definitely pet a kitty. But if you still want to suggest what I have to do, convince it's as cool at 51059.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!